Colin Russo with the Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill, live here from day two of ACC Media Day at the Charlotte Uptown. Having a good time here, doing a little bit of preview of what ACC football is going to look like. I'd like to welcome in the head coach of the Louisville Cardinals, coming off a very good season, and a Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans Championship, which we were there and covering. It is Coach Jeff Brohm with us now. Coach, how are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And, you know, doing this yet again for the ACC Media Day. It's fun here, I guess, bringing different players every single year. Talk about what it's like to kind of enlist three guys that come here and represent the team, represent yourself, represent the program. What does it mean, the selection, and choosing guys like Lincoln to come out here with you?
I think it's a good experience for these guys. I think they all want to achieve success and do well, and they work hard at it. But when they get here and they're in this type of setting with all the media people and radio and TV personalities, they realize how important it is and how much people follow the game of college football and how special of a game that really is, and they're a big part of it. You know, they're leaders of our team. They've displayed that to this point, and they've got to play well. And they know the, you know, rides on them. This is a team sport as much as anything. Yeah, you can play well, but you got to get your teammates to play well. Everybody's got to stick together through the good times and bad, but it's good for them to see this and be a part of it.
And, Coach, looking ahead to this year, a big decision was needed to be made about who you're going to go after at quarterback. You've been on a good run here, Miller Moss. You had Tyler Shuck, who has now had a very successful rookie campaign. And then now we're talking about Lincoln Kienholz, somebody who was a highly touted recruit, didn't necessarily get an opportunity to start at Ohio State, but was highly sought after in the portal. What made Lincoln the guy for you to go after?
Well, I think Lincoln has a lot of attributes we're looking for. One, you know, he's very athletic. He can make plays outside the pocket. He can use his feet. He's done a lot of different sports growing up, so he's just versatile in that manner. I think he's got a good arm. He's got good size. Does he have the experience of some of the others? No, he does not. But at the same time, he's been sitting. He's been learning. He's learned under some good coaches and good players. And he knows now it's his time. It's time for him to step up and to perform. And, you know, now he's going to get that opportunity. So he's got to take advantage of it. He's got to realize how important it is and how important all these small details are and the ball's in his hand every play. So we expect him to play well. I think he's done a really good job preparing to this point, and I think he'll come through for us.
Yeah, Coach, you've done such a great job with that position specifically, obviously with your experience and what you did at Louisville throughout your career. We do a lot of FAU coverage, and Howard Schnellenberger is somebody that obviously is the godfather of FAU football, and it's somebody that you were able to win a game on Howard Schnellenberger Field last year at the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans. I want to ask you really quick, being back there, FAU, you could probably feel the Schnellenberger presence similar to how you feel it at Louisville. But what did he mean to you, not only in terms of your development as a player, but also as a coach? What was that whole experience like?
Well, a couple things. One, I'm a huge Howard Schnellenberger fan. Did a great job with me as a player, and also I was assistant coach with him for 1 year. But you talk about building programs. You talk about a legacy of developing quarterbacks, even in the NFL and college game. You know, taking Miami, getting it back on the map, taking FAU from nothing and getting it to be a great destination to play football. Did a tremendous job at Louisville. Just a great person to play for. I know for me, South Florida has a ton of talent. Football is a big deal.
Howard was big on that, too.
Yeah. It is. And you could get a lot of great players from there. Even we have a ton of players from our team from South Florida that all of them we get normally play outstanding. So it's just a really good place to play football. I'm a huge FAU fan. I mean, I think it's a great program. It's a great destination. We enjoyed the bowl game. Believe it or not, my wife, the 1 year we were there, that's her favorite place. I was just on vacation at the Boca.
You're looking at houses.
Boca Resort. So, I mean, it's just a great place to live. You guys are lucky. West Palm Beach, Boca, South Florida. It's good living, and we're jealous when we're up in there in the cold weather during the winter.
Yeah, Coach, your first impression of Chanel, but take me back. What type of impression did he make on you as a player, not only through the recruiting process, as a coach? I know he's got that sarcasm that sort of bleeds through the personality of Schnellenberger. Give me a feel of what he was like.
It was great. You know, you talk about a coach that believes in his team, believes in himself, and he's not scared to say it. That's what he was. You know, he spoke up on behalf of his team. He said, you're on the collision course with the national championship. The only variable is time. He would take on all comers, no matter who they were. I just think he was bold in his approach. His players played for him because they're like, man, this guy believes this way more than we do. Approach to football was contagious. It rubbed off on everybody. And I just think you have to have that mentality as a head coach to achieve things greater than you think you can. And he was definitely bred the right way, coached for, with Paul Bear Bryant and Don Shula, and just had a tremendous pedigree. And as we all know, his persona, how he dressed, how he carried himself was second to none.
Yeah, and he knew quarterbacks, you know, with Bear Bryant. That's Ken Stabler and I believe Joe Namath, too. He
was Ken Stabler, Joe Namath recruited them both, without question.
Yeah, and then so knowing the quarterback position, what you've learned not only from him throughout your career, but also what you could kind of give to your quarterbacks that you coach these days, how has it changed, let's say, from 30 years ago to today in terms of teaching the position? Is there something you got to simplify? Talk me through that.
You know what? There's a lot of similarities, and there are some changes. I think, you know, back then, the big strong-arm quarterback who could stand the pocket was important, which it still is to a certain degree, but
That was 70s, 80s, 90s.
A long
right
time
there.
Ago.
Yeah.
But you know,
that's big arm.
That is. But having a guy that can create and make plays with the speed of the game now, the speed of the defenders, is very important as well. You see the best quarterbacks in the National Football League have that ability for the most part, 90% of them. And it's just a great trait if you can do both. But he developed skills at the quarterback position as far as passing the ball and understanding that type of system as good as anybody.
And, Coach, looking ahead to this year, a lot of questions about going on with the ACC, the tiebreaker rules, for example. I wanted to ask you about that. But first, the 2014 playoff has obviously been a big topic of conversation, and whether the ACC has, according to Jim Phillips, the commissioner, unanimously coaches, team chancellors, whatever it might be, all on the same page that 2014 is the way to go. It sounds like that's where it's heading. You know, weirdly enough, that's sort of where Louisville in your tenure there to this point has been hanging around, you know, within the 20s. So that's something that would directly benefit a team like Louisville in the years past. Your perspective on shifting it to 24 and perhaps, you know, more ACC representation.
Well, I think if you asked almost every coach, they would be in favor of going to 24. I just think it gives everyone an opportunity. It gives them a chance to play the entire season to the end. It really gives them a chance to possibly schedule tougher out-of-conference opponents when you know you have a chance to make it, which is better for the game of football. You know, you look at Miami last year, they didn't even go to their conference championship game. They barely get in the playoff, but they're one play away from winning the national championship. You look at Notre Dame, who didn't even get in the playoff, but probably would have went a long ways. And those are teams that are 12 and 13th in this rank. So I think there's good football teams out there. And the parity has gotten even more and more closer, where you never know who's going to win on a given Saturday. So I think, you know, the basketball is at 64, 68, whatever that is. It makes it for fun where everybody feels included. Football at that number, take away the conference championship, and let's just play the playoff, I think would make for a fun assessment of football. And I think that would be the standard as far as going forward that probably would last a long time.
24 is a 24. Perfect number?
I think it is in general. I mean, you know, there's
too many games to be played if you get more than that. You got to play these games 10 days apart.
It does, but that's only going to be for the ones that go to the very end. And I think if you take away the conference championship game, that eliminates one.
So you think the conference championship game's on a lifeline a little bit?
I don't think you probably need that when it gets to the playoff. I think it'll be a waste of time. So I see that canceling out if you're asking my opinion.
Wow, interesting. Jeff Brohm, the Louisville head coach, joining us now on ESPN 106.3 with the Orange Bowl Media Day. Looking ahead to this season, you want to build off the success that you've had in years past, but there's obviously change according a new quarterback coming in. What is going to be, I guess, the baseline expectation? You mentioned something about perfectionism, which I wanted to kind of allude to. The idea of perfectionism in college football, I think, has kind of bled through a little too much. And your perspective on not only putting together a solid season that makes you college football playoff contenders, but also you don't want to necessarily fall within the crevice of striving for that perfection, because I think that's a little sacrilegious to what football is. Your thoughts there?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I think at some point you're going to lose. Now,
that's just life.
My hat's off to Indiana. What they did last year was
one team a year. It was hard to do,
but that normally doesn't even happen in itself. So I just think that you got to be willing to handle a little adversity along the way. You got to be willing to play good football. You got to be good opponents. I think that's, you know, you look at the NFL, it's hard to have a perfect team. So you want great conference games, great non-conference games against good opponents that fans want to see. And I think in the end, that'll determine a winner.
Did you know that Tyler Shuck was going to be as good as he was as a rookie?
Well, of course, we saw a little bit in him. We took him.
That was a five-year player who has sort of figured out his style of play over 5 years.
Well, not to overanalyze it, but when we looked at him, he was in a spread system a lot. He got hit a lot. He was asked to run the ball a lot, and that's not his strength. So with us, it's like, hey, we got a passing system that can develop your skills, help you for the next level, and we won't ask you to run the ball much, and he was definitely in favor of that. He didn't want to run it at all, and he's a good athlete, but I think that translates to the next level. He's done a great job. I thought it was beneficial, in my opinion, that he did not start because everybody loves the backup quarterback.
Oh,
so he didn't start. They didn't win. Hey, here comes Tyler. Okay, good. We won some games, and now he's the hero. But he will take advantage of that and run with it.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I know you got a big packed week ahead. We'll get you out of here as well. But ACC as a whole, last thing, tiebreakers. Tiebreakers changing the way they do it. They're doing the strength of schedule. Now it's body of work based on this analytics thing. I wanted to get your perspective on that for, you know, in the rare case that there's five teams vying for second place, how should they handle it?
Well, I've asked a lot of questions in the last 24 hours. Well, I have better answers now.
All right,
after looking through it and analyzing, I actually agree with it. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to avoid the situation that happened last year. And it's a little tricky because you got some teams playing 9 and some playing 8, which makes it a little more complicated.
Teams.
So I think, and there's others just they haven't even bought into it yet. So there's like 5 teams that aren't playing that amount of games. So I think what they're doing is if you get that tiebreaker scenario, instead of looking at just opponents in the conference, they're looking at the whole body of work. So, you know what? I'm in favor of would it hurt us or help us? I don't know. But I'm in favor of the whole body of work when it gets to that tiebreaker point, depending on deciding who would go.
Coach, you've done a great job with us. I appreciate the time. I know you got a busy day ahead of just doing all these interviews, but we're looking forward to talking again soon, and I appreciate the time as always.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
You got it. That's Jeff Brohm, the head coach of Louisville Cardinal football. It's Colin Russo with the Orange Bowl Media Tour on ESPN 106.3.